Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Artists Exposed with me, Tim Moss. I am your host. Da-da-da. And I've got a great show for you tonight, but I've got a couple explanations here. My guest tonight is Ernest Cole. Yay! Ernest is so great. He is so cool, and he's done so much in his life and in his career. And both in his personal life and his professional life, and he's just an amazing performer and an amazing entertainer and an amazing human being. And as you'll hear, but a couple things that I want to apologize to the listening audience, and I want to apologize to Ernest. This was my first attempt at doing like a telephone recorded interview, and it wasn't real good. I'm a little like, duh. I'm a little like computer challenged, to put it politely. The levels were completely off. So I almost had to go through like word by word and raise his volume and lower my volume. And I am so sorry, because it is rather difficult to understand what he's saying, and it sounds kind of muffled. But just listen real close, and one of these days I'll learn how to like filter all of that out, or whatever the terminology is for radio editing and audio editing. It's not my forte. It truly is not, as you will see in this interview. But anyway, it was such a wonderful time, and I am so grateful for Ernest. And just really listen real closely, and you'll be able to make out most of what he says. Anyway, let's get this party started with Only You by Ernest Cole.
Hi, this is Ernest Cole, and you're listening to Artists Exposed with Tim Moss.
It's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving further away. Won't you need me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew. Game. And I need you. Listen to the words that you say. It's getting harder to stay. When I see you, all I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Tim Moss from Artists Exposed with Tim Moss, and you are listening to QNation.fm. So welcome back to Artists Exposed with Tim Moss. That was Only You by the one and only Ernest Cole, who I am privileged to have on the phone with me here right now. Hello, Ernest.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
I am so fabulous. How are you doing?
I am super. I'm wonderful, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Woo!
Saying, can you believe it?
I know. It's the future. I love it. Oh, gosh. So, Only You. How? I know you got some stuff to say about that song.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites in my catalog.
Uh-huh.
It originally appeared on my album, The Importance of Being.
Uh-huh.
And then my late partner, manager of 14 and a half years, Brian, Brian Scott Harper,
yeah,
suggested that it be remixed. And I was kind of like anti the idea, but we kind of made a deal like, I'll do this other song in I'll Do Only You, and we kind of did a trade-off.
Okay.
Only You blew up. And which was fabulous.
Wonderful.
And very interesting enough, when I originally recorded Only You and I walked into the studio, we decided we were going to do a cover. I was working with one of my co-producers, Steve Skinner, who's famous for the musical Rent and with Beth Midler and Aretha Franklin and many other artists.
Yep, exactly.
He said to me, what is your favorite song ever? And I went, if you're going to cover a song, what is your... And I was like, whoa, that's a big question.
Yeah.
Again, and I kind of came up with two songs.
Hmm.
And he goes, okay, think about it, because this is going to be a really important decision here. And I came back the next day, and I went, Only You.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, whoa, you're taking on a real challenge here, because, you know, redoing Only You and covering a ballad that was done by Alison Moyet, whose vocals are pristine, is going to be really a challenge. I said, I'm up for the game.
Wow.
And it turned out beautifully, and I think the nicest thing that happened about that whole experience is not only that it did go number one worldwide, but I got a wonderful email letter from Alison herself.
Oh, wow.
Telling me how much she loved my version.
Ah!
I recently even got an email over Facebook from Vince Clark, who wrote the song.
Oh my gosh!
The group, yeah. And they invited me to their concert. The week of which, unfortunately, I had a concert that night and couldn't go.
Oh guys, that's so cool. Oh, that is so cool.
And I kind of think they were going to pull me up on stage to do it with them.
Oh, wow.
It would have been like the dream of dreams. Because I love Alison, and I love this, and I adore the song. Mm-hmm. And whenever I perform it, it's so well received.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, that is so cool. Well, Ernest, let's get to know Ernest Cole a little bit better. So, like,
okay.
Who are you? Like, where do you hail from? Where do you come from originally?
Originally, I'm from a really small town way upstate New York called Norwich.
Uh-huh.
Really a pretty town, but I kind of left there very young because I started in the business at age 7.
I was going to say, yeah, I know you started very young.
Yeah, my first professional musical was here in New York. Was South Pacific.
Wow.
I played Little Jerome, the little boy DJ, with Jane Powell and Howard Teal.
Oh, wow.
And I was very lucky to be cast in that. And from that, I thought I was going into King and I because, you know, I was one of the Rodgers and Hammerstein kids.
Uh-huh.
They didn't think I was old enough to play the young prince.
And
so they put me into Anna, Get Your Gun.
Oh, gosh.
As Little Jake, which is actually a role younger than Jerome. And I was in that for a while and worked with a couple of wonderful actresses, Janice Page being one of them.
Wow.
Then from that, what show did I go into? Camelot.
Oh, my goodness.
I played Page in the first act and Tom of Warwick in a blonde wig, if you can imagine this one. In the second act,
So you were dressing up in wigs at an early age.
Well, most of the time, I use my real hair, which takes a lot of taxing, believe it or not. I mean, what these hairdressers have done to my hair, incredible stuff. But boy, when I look back on my album covers, I go, what were they thinking or what was I thinking?
Oh, gosh, what were we all thinking during some of those decades?
Well, especially the 80s. When you look back at the Sooner or Later cover hairdo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was a little high.
I think we were all wondering what were we thinking when we look back on those photos from that decade.
But you know what? It was all really stylish and really fun and creative.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And very artistic, actually.
I agree. I agree.
My hair was actually works of art.
Oh, God. So, I mean, you have got such an incredible, incredible history of entertainment. I mean, you've just been an entertainer your whole life. You've acted.
Yeah, I've been working, as I said, from age 7, and it just kept going and going.
Oh, wonderful.
And going. I mean, for a little bit of time, I had to stop and go to school, of course, and the normal kind of, well, as normal as I can be, the normal kid kind of thing, even through all that whole period, I kept working. And then I went to acting school here. I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy.
Yeah, AMDA. AMDA.
Right out of AMDA, what happened? Oh, I went right into Joseph, the original Joseph. I created the role of Dan, Joseph's brother.
Oh, sweet. Oh, you've got some exciting, and some incredible theatrical history.
Yeah, I've been really, really lucky in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've also been doing quite well in the music as well, so I think we should take a break here and listen to another one, which is from The Portrait of Ernest Cole, Volume 2, which is To Save the Love. Anything you want to say about that before we listen to it?
Yeah, this is a really, really special song. Originally, this was released in, I believe, 1989, 1990, and it went number one, probably one of my favorite songs in my catalog. We did this new version for memorial tribute to my late partner, Brian Scarth-Harper, and the fact that we brought in some beautiful remixers on the project, and the record went number one just touches my heart. I believe that Steve did such a gorgeous remix on this. I think it's really wonderful. I just love it.
Well, let's take a listen to Ernest Cole's To Save the Love, the remix.
But do you believe in me?
Hey, this is Tim Moss from Artists Exposed, and if you like hot music, porn stars, and humor, be sure to check out Flight of the Phoenix, hosted by my buddy, Phoenix. That's Friday nights at 10:30 Eastern Time, right here on QNation.fm.
Hi, this is Ernest Cole, and you're listening to Artists Exposed with Tim Moss.
And that was To Save the Love by the incredible Ernest Cole, who I am happy to have with me here today on the phone. Ernest?
Yeah!
Yeah!
That was the Steve Skinner Big Family radio remix.
Uh-huh.
To Save the Love.
Yes, yes.
Very, very, very special song to me.
Uh-huh. Now, I just backing up just a little bit. So, obviously, when you first discovered your talents when you were young, and obviously your family was very supportive.
Somewhat.
Of your entertainment?
Yes and no.
Okay.
They always said get an education.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't until my father actually sneaked into the theater and saw me in Shenandoah that he realized that I had talent.
Uh-huh.
And I came out the stage door, and he was standing there, and I was like, I got out of trouble.
Oh, wow.
And I just saw tears swell up in his eyes, and he hugged me so hard, and he was, like, so proud of me.
Wow.
That day forward.
Oh, Ernest.
It was just the most wonderful relationship.
Uh-huh.
And I miss my father so much.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my parents are deceased now, and mm-hmm. Just losing them breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, my dad was just so great and just so supportive. And my mom was supportive also, but, you know, she had her career and I had my career, so it was, you know, a little bit difficult.
Huh.
You know, we were always kind of passing in the wind.
Wow. Uh-huh.
A lot of times I would be put with governesses and that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, now, as far as you're being gay, did you discover at an early age, or how did?
I was told actually in summer stock I was gay.
Oh my goodness! That's...
the whole company told me.
Surprise!
I had an affair with somebody, sort of, yeah, but. As far as me coming out, it took me a little bit of time, but as soon as I, you know, was really living in New York City, I was living with two pretty flamboyant gay people.
Uh-huh.
One of them was an incredible actress, singer, dancer, the late Christopher Seppi,
uh-huh.
who, you know, starred on Broadway in Charlotte Sweet and was wonderful. But there was no hiding being gay. And they kind of showed me the ropes and...
Uh-huh.
I am gay. I am very proud of being gay,
uh-huh.
and I fight for gay rights so much.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times I feel that it is very difficult. Even today, I feel that there's so much, much further we can achieve.
Uh-huh.
And I believe, especially after what I've gone through with Brian, that we have to be equal. Everybody is equal. There is no difference between straight or gay,
black
or white, Asian, Indian, whatever you are. We are all equal human beings on this planet, under the sun, under the moon.
Uh-huh.
And it's
we all need to live together in peace and equality and share each other's in love and peace and,
yeah,
and share diversity.
Uh-huh.
But all this hatred has to stop.
Yeah.
It must stop now, and we have to have equal rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the thing
and
is,
gay marriage is a must.
Yeah.
And I really hope that every gay at some point in their life can fall in love and meet somebody they love and marry and experience that. Because
mm-hmm.
if you can, you don't know how wonderful it is, because it's one of the most wonderful things that could
mm-hmm.
ever happen to you.
Yeah.
And you don't really often realize it until after you lose that very special person.
Yeah.
And when you do, it destroys you a little bit.
Well, yeah, we'll return in a little while and cover just the depth of your love and what your experiences were with your late husband, Brian Scott Harper, and how he had affected your life. But first, let's kind of take it up a notch for
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring us all down.
Oh, no, you didn't, no. I'm just saying, but for Sooner or Later. That is just such a fun song.
Actually, was a very early hit for me. That happened very early in my career.
Uh-huh.
Originally, it was, I believe, released 1986, 1987.
Mm-hmm.
It was a worldwide pop hit for me.
Mm.
So it, like, was out of the bag. Like, whoa, okay, here I am. And the idea of remixing it, which has been remixed a lot of times, was Brian's idea.
Uh-huh.
And I actually called up Brian from the studio, and I said, hey, Brian, I don't think this is working. I do not think this is a great idea. And then Steve and Tom Moulton went at it, and wow, it just blew up. And it turned out to be absolutely fantastic. And that's how it happened.
Well, I'm telling you, I had such a good time with this song. I love this song. And I was even riding on the subway a few days ago, listening to it on my MP3 player, and I caught myself, like, dancing in the middle of the subway. Oh, it's just such a fun song. I just love it.
That's what I love about it. This is a song that whenever you hear it, you tend to sing along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I perform it, you can look out in the crowd and you can see people singing along with you,
yeah,
dancing along with you. It is one of my dancers' favorite numbers.
Uh-huh.
I can definitely say that.
It's
just a good feeling song, and I love songs like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen. Well, let's take a listen to Sooner or Later by Ernest Cole. that was Sooner or Later by the incredible Ernest Cole, who I have here with me now. Hey, Ernest.
Hey.
Oh, gosh. Well, now, another thing that I would like to experience is I would like to see you live on stage.
Because you've never seen me.
I have not got the opportunity yet to see you live on stage, because from what I understand, you are very energetic. Some of the names of your tours, you had the Explosive Tour and the Tornado Tour. And it just sounds like whirlwind, like lots of activity. And, of course, you've had the Importance Tour, or the Tour de Importance.
Tour de Importance.
Yep, the tour. I love that. Tour de Importance. And Make You Weak, and then you had the Ernest Cole Hits Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, oh, my gosh.
And
I mean, you.
We are already talking about the new one.
Yes.
We're already actually in the plans of the new one.
Now, is that for Essential, or?
No, that is for the new album, the upcoming album that I'm recording right now.
Okay, for Eternally.
My current brand new single that just came out,
Woo!
When You Dream, is from, it's called The Eternally Tour.
Oh, okay.
The name of the album is Eternally.
Yep.
But we're currently, right in the middle of recording the album.
Uh-huh.
And
oh,
what the
sweet.
Label is going to be doing is they're going to be releasing, I believe, 3 to 4 maxi singles from the album first.
Uh-huh.
So they get the crowd ready or the audience ready for the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then release the full album.
Wow.
The album's going to surprise you a little bit, because
uh-huh.
there's a couple different things on it that you're not going to really expect from Ernest.
Oh, sweet.
I actually get to do a ballad. I don't
know. Oh! Cool. Oh, my gosh.
Finally,
I can't wait.
The ballad. And it is just so beautiful. And especially the point where that full string section comes in.
Oh.
Real strings. And
oh, wow.
Oh. And it's got, real instruments. It's
uh-huh.
got synthesizers. And
oh, nice.
It's just like.
That's very Streisand. Oh, I'm so happy. I can't wait to hear that. Oh, that's
it's really
wonderful.
Beautiful. It's really, it's one of those kind of songs.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
I call it a wedding song. You know those kind of songs that you can always hear at a wedding?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Very cool. Very cool. Well, Ernest, I'm telling you, you have had such a journey in the entertainment industry. I mean, in addition to, of course, the dance and the singing and the theater, and you've done film. You've also done modeling, like in GQ,
mm-hmm.
GQ, Vogue, Newsweek. And now, are you, you're the small toe man, the small toe, the cologne?
Yes, but a couple of those ads are still running.
Uh-huh.
Recently I had been working as the spokesmodel for Prescriptive Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And, who knows what will be next in my journey on that fashion.
Yep. Well, listen, let's get to the next song, which is from Essentials, but it's also being re-released on Eternally, on the new CD coming
and
up, right?
The great Tom Moulton, the actual creator of Disco, the 12-inch,
yes,
is remixing, who's a dear friend. He actually created Disco, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, they used to put 245s together, and they would play the instrumental and try to make it work.
Uh-huh.
He would go in and transfer them over to tape, and it takes hours and hours of
uh-huh.
editing them together. And then he finally said, you know what? This isn't working. We're just going to lay a full 12-inch. And that's what we do.
Wow.
We lay a record. We don't lay a radio version.
Right.
We lay the full 12-inch. And they make me sing the full 12-inch. So sometimes I'm singing for 10 minutes straight.
Oh, wow.
Over and over and over. Even the overdub. So every time we hit those long notes, I have to do them over and over and over.
Oh, but it's so incredible. You're a true musician. You're true.
Oh, thank you.
As far as, you use real strings, and you use real musicians,
two tracks. We actually have a real 48-piece orchestra.
Oh, nice.
we are actually going for an old disco sound, and we're trying to make it sound like disco.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because that is come so back into fashion. Mm-hmm. And I guess what they're going to do with my vocal is add some of the new effects onto it, so it's contemporary, mm-hmm. a little bit contemporary sounding, but Tom is going to do a disco mix with Elliot S., that it's pure disco.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I just love that kind of sound because it's such a feel-good sound.
Yeah, I agree. It just makes you want to move.
And I gotta tell you, when you sing up against a 48-piece orchestra,
wow.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like being back on Broadway.
Uh-huh.
It's a wonderful, incredible feeling.
Oh, guys. Well, listen, let's take a listen now to another hit of yours, which is Say Adieu by Ernest Cole.
Hi, this is Ernest Cole, and you're listening to Artists Exposed with Tim Moss.
Don't say adieu. No. Don't say adieu.
Do you like edgy entertainment? Well, then you have got to tune to The Edge Radio Show with my boys, Viz and Cole. It's 3 hours of fun and edgy entertainment. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on QNation.fm.
That was Say Adieu, and you're listening to Artists Exposed with Tim Moss, and my guest is an incredible person, Ernest Cole, who I have on the phone with me right now. Hello, Ernest.
Hey!
It's still there? Okay, good. Well, it is no wonder that from 1991 to 2008, Ernest Cole had received either an award or nominations for Song of the Year, Best Producer, Arranger, Best Live Performer, and Best Male Vocalist from the DMA, the Dance Music Authority. And I totally understand why. You're just incredible. And it's so amazing to me just how you've done theater and film and modeling. You've done, you know, with GQ and Vogue and Newsweek and dance, music, several albums, tours, production, arranging, promoting, and do you ever have spare time? Yeah, because you have your own production company, correct?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
And we produce other acts. We've had actually several acts that have had 4 million sellers that I'm very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Like Capella, Jeannie Tracy, many acts.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the Megatone acts, you know, David Zybold, the late great Sylvester. Really, it's been an incredible experience.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
And the experience keeps going.
Just how you balance producing and arranging and writing and singing and recording and promoting and choreographing and modeling and acting, it's quite impressive. That is a very impressive list.
Well, how do I word this? I put everything in its own department, and
right.
I step out, and I look at, like, okay, if I'm mixing a record or I'm writing the song, I look at it as the songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore it as the artist. I ignore it. I'm producing on the record. I actually will say, like, oh my God, he's got to redo that line. That's,
yeah.
That's not working. Get that kid
he
in
has,
now.
He has to.
A lot of the people I'm working with are like looking at me like, like you're putting yourself down like that. And I'm like, well, somebody's got to tell the truth. You want it right.
Oh, guys. Just to get on a little more serious note, your partner, your husband, your manager of 14 and a half years, I mean, that is a long period of your life and a lot of growth in your entertainment career. His name was Brian Scott Harper, had died suddenly of a massive heart attack, correct?
Yes, instantly. Actually, on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, gosh.
We had come off of tour. We actually were in the middle. The tour was in four legs, or planned to be on four legs. We had just finished the first leg, and we needed to extend the show. And we were down for 3 weeks, and we were putting, I believe, three more numbers into the show and some more dialogue section into the show so that the girls could do a costume change. What happened was, it was, again, a Sunday afternoon, and Brian was an incredible chef, like my father,
uh-huh.
which I had kept both of their recipes. That's one thing I do regret. Mm. But he was making his famous stuffed peppers, and we were going to watch reruns of Desperate Housewives and that home makeover show that my friend Eduardo is on. What's it called? Extreme Home Makeover.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Brian preparing dinner, because it's a long process to make these peppers, and you had to first prepare them, and then you had to bake them. So I was out in the living room, and he came and he goes, you know what, we're out of coffee, and we're out of coffee filters. Would you please run up to the store, and you got to go now, and because I know if you eat, you're going to get in front of the television set, you've got to move. And then you're going to fall asleep and go to bed because you've got to work with your trainer early in the morning.
I was like, I don't want to go now. I'll go later. And he kept being really persistent, and I kept not wanting to go. For some reason, I didn't want to go. And so I said, okay, and I threw my jeans on, and for some weird reason, and I never ever do this, the last thing I said to him, I made a joke, and he just gave me this brilliant smile that, like, lit up the room, and I just was, like, in such a great mood from that smile, and I walked out and walked to the store, and I remember passing neighbors, and I was talking with them for just a brief moment, and went and purchased the coffee and ran into a couple other people and came back and found him on the floor. And
oh, gosh.
We got him to the hospital as quick as we could to St. Luke's Roosevelt, and they tried to work on him for 45 minutes, and they could get a manipulated heartbeat, but when they would stop, there was nothing, and I knew when the doctors came out with the social workers, he was gone.
Oh, God.
And
oh, Ernest, I'm so sorry.
It was the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life.
Yeah.
And it totally, completely rocked my world. Am I over it?
Oh,
no.
Sure.
In any fashion?
Yeah.
No. Do I think I'll ever be over it? No.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that just changes your entire life, your entire being.
And your appreciation of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I never appreciated every single moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the small little silly things,
uh-huh.
You know, like making cookies and splatting batter at each other.
Yeah.
Dumb things. But it was these silly things that would happen.
Oh,
that
yes.
That you remember.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
Well, I'm
I
sure.
I can't say enough good. And he did so much for my career.
Yeah.
The thing I can say about Bry was he didn't talk about it. He would say we were going to do it, or I was going to do it, and he would make it happen, or we would make it happen.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There was no, I hate people that say, oh, well, let's try to do this, and we're going to, maybe make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
He made it happen.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, at one point, Sony had turned me down. He's like, I'm going to get you on Sony. And you know what? He did. And he ended up A&R there.
Oh, wow. Oh, what an incredible human being. Brian Scott Harper.
Nice guy.
Uh-huh.
And with a great sense of humor, too. And the other thing I can say, he died beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Never grew old.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the loss, incredible.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah.
I wish that every person could experience this type of real love.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Well, Ernest, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing that. And I know, Brian, you're doing exactly what Brian would want you to do, is to continue on and continue with your career and what you love to do.
At first I wasn't sure, but I do know now, because I've had, I believe, a lot of signs of him, that he would kick me from heaven if I did it. And that's why I've entitled the new album Eternally.
Oh, I love that.
Which is a song that I recorded for him,
uh-huh.
And we are dedicating the new upcoming album.
Wonderful.
That's the new single that just has been released on the new label that I'm on, Famous EMG Fontana Universal, just released and it's going to the roof. Thank you, Lord, and Brian, and everybody who's been involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by Moisette Martin for me and produced by Steve Skinner and just everybody who worked on it, Matt Karras, Jack Cadota, all the wonderful remixers, the co-workers like Rhodes, DJ Drew, Carnaby and Jones, Elliot S., the fabulous Elliot Sokolov, oh my gosh. So everybody on this record, I hope I didn't forget anybody, it's just been such a wonderful project, and the fact that it just came out a couple days ago and it's going through the roof, I'm thrilled.
And the song that you're referring to is When You Dream.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that
it
is,
has 14 incredible remixes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the song that we're going to take this out with. And also, Ernest, where can they find your music or download your music at?
You can find my music at Amazon.com, iTunes. You can go to my website, www.ErnestCole.com, or any fabulous record store that carries great dance music, or pretty much anywhere that carries any online distributor of good music.
Perfect. And, Ernest, I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your life and your experiences and your journey with us. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, Tim, well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a true delight to get to know you. And I can't, and again, let me know when you're going to be touring again, because I've got to see you on stage.
I love that, and I will make sure that you're down in front.
Cool.
And you'll get, I will be right at
you. Cool, because you can ask anybody. I'm a great audience member. I'll get up and dance with you, and I'll keep it moving. I'll get the audience moving.
I'll warn you during Studio Later,
because
I know you like
the song. Oh, Ernest, thank you so much. This is Ernest Cole that we're talking to, and you can find out more about him at ErnestCole.com. His last name is spelled K-O-H-L. Ernest.
Indeed, and I want to wish everybody a happy, happy new year.
Thank you, and the same to you. Thank you so much, Ernest. You have a wonderful, wonderful career ahead of you, and continue and enjoy it.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, and we're going to take this out with When You Dream by the wonderful Ernest Cole.
Hi, this is Ernest Cole, and you're listening to Artists Exposed with Tim Moss.
When you
Woo! That was When You Dream by Ernest Cole. And I'm telling you, you heard it first right here. When You Dream was just released. I just got an email from Ernest, and he showed me that When You Dream has already hit the charts in Europe. So, woo! Way to go, Ernest! You keep it up. You go. I just want to say thank you so much to Ernest Cole for giving us his time and just hanging with us for a little while. It was great. It was so great to hang with him. And since we have a little bit of time left, we're going to take it out with one of Ernest's previous hits called All I Know. And I also want to thank everybody that's listening in. You're just great. I so appreciate it. I'm just giving everybody all my love, all my joy and happiness and prosperity. So enjoy and love each other and celebrate each other's lives. All right, until next week, this is Tim Moss from Artists Exposed, right here on QNation.fm. I'm too fast, but they pass so slow. I love you and that's all I know.
I love you and that's all I know.